Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Lynn Pavlovic. She is a veterinarian at Iowa Select Farms in Iowa Falls, Iowa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been doing some work with porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, otherwise known as PED. Mm-hmm. Of course, we heard a lot about it years ago. It quieted down a bit, but maybe it's because it quiets itself down in herds but is still there and people just aren't paying attention to it. What have you been seeing in the field?
Yeah, so being in central Iowa, we definitely are in a hog dense area, so we do see quite a bit of PED, especially during the cold weather months like right now. And it's definitely a challenge that we have, and something that a lot of times we really don't think about is the wean to finish impact of PED. You know, we see a little bit of diarrhea, it might be self-limiting and it goes away in a few weeks and we don't really think about it. And I think a lot of times we don't see that performance effect that's really underlying.
And when you miss it, when you miss that diagnosis, what can happen to that herd?
Well, a lot of times we like to test for it if we think that we have it, but if it does go missed, you know, it could be in the environment. It could infect the next group of pigs that move into those barns, so it could be something that we see time after time. And ultimately, it is a risk to our sow farms, our neighbors, just our system in general, having more virus in the area around our employees.
Now, lots of viruses can cause diarrhea in pigs. How do you know it's PED?
So we test for it if we think that we have it, just to make sure that it truly is PED. That's what we're seeing. We usually test for Delta coronavirus and PED, which are pretty similar. Mm-hmm. And we have found that most of the times if we think it's PED, it really is. We don't have a whole lot of Delta coronavirus going on right now.
Where is the industry falling short on managing PED?
I think it's just around the area, you know, especially in the cold weather months like right now. It's something that pops up. It's around our people. It's around rendering trucks driving past on the road and being near major highways in hog dense areas. It just kind of circulates.
What are the things that we need to do better?
Well, I think a lot of times we talk about biosecurity, and that's one of the biggest things, you know, preventing it, stopping it at the door of our farms and not letting it in. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it could be brought in with the pigs itself. It might not be getting cleaned up in the environment from a turn before, and it's getting spread to that next group of pigs. And I think biosecurity is one of the main things that we continue to focus on.
Now, you've described PED as being a self-limiting disease. Describe to me what that exactly means in the world of a pig.
Well, I think in the finishing side, a lot of times it is self-limiting in that you might see it for a week or two, the clinical signs go away, but the pigs are still affected, and we see those performance effects at the end of the turn. When they do go to market, we could see some issues with carcass weights, average daily gains, things that do hurt us as a system, even though we don't see the clinical signs at that time.
And when you see these downturns in carcass weight, average daily gain, and so forth, can you share some numbers with us? I mean, what would be typical?
Well, we looked at it last winter when we were experiencing a lot of PED exposure, exactly what we were seeing at the packing plants with our pigs specifically. And we did notice between the groups that were marketing and showing clinical signs of PED at the time that we had a 21.4% reduction in average daily gain and an almost 2 kilogram difference in carcass weight. Then it took about a week longer to close those sites, which does put us behind, and there is a cost associated with that.
Now, I would imagine, as there are with other viruses, when you get something like PED, it opens up the door to secondary infections.
It does, yes. Yes, and that's definitely something that we think about, especially when we break with a younger group of pigs, wean pigs going into a site that could be positive, and we tend to think about those secondary infections and what we can do to prevent or control them on top of PED.
Now, you mentioned biosecurity. What else can we do to keep this disease in check?
So we do a lot of controlling at the sow farm level, things like gild acclimation. We might do some vaccination, especially in regions of Iowa where we have issues year to year. We know there's a lot of PED virus around.
And so what would be the typical protocol then for vaccination?
So we do vaccinate certain times of the year in our sow farms. That's all at the sow level to hopefully provide some immunity to that group that will carry on downstream.
So much of what you see in the grow finish then, I mean, does it really come back to the breeding herd, or is this something that they pick up once they're post-weaning?
Well, we do occasionally have PED in our sow farms, which can carry throughout the entire turn. You can see performance effects from that. But for the true lateral PED breaks in our nurseries or finishers, it's definitely around and it poses a risk to our sow farms.
What have we learned about PED that maybe we can apply to other diseases?
I think strict biosecurity in general, when PED came around a few years ago, we learned a whole new aspect of biosecurity around transportation, people, what requirements are really needed for that.
And in terms of getting pigs back on track, I mean, if you know that they're infected with PED and you want to try to prevent these reductions in average daily gain and so forth, what can a producer do?
If they're infected with PED, it's all about keeping it out. We have caretakers that take care of multiple sites, so it's all about teaching them the importance of strict biosecurity, of cleaning their vehicles, of changing their clothes, washing, cleaning up their offices so that we can prevent the next group of pigs coming into those barns from getting it, as well as their other farms.
Now, you've mentioned trucks, transportation quite a bit. That's obviously a big part of biosecurity for any virus, but keeps coming up in our PED conversation. Mm-hmm. What is Iowa Select doing to really focus on this? I mean, are you doing something that might be different that the rest of the industry could learn from?
Well, I think due to the large number of loads that we have and the high volume, our market trucks operate a little bit differently, our market wash, but we do keep it segregated mm-hmm. from the rest of our washes just to help with biosecurity, to keep things a little bit separate and help protect our sow farms.
And when you talk about cleanup, describe to me exactly what you mean by cleanup. It could mean many things. And then how do you go about it?
So all of our sites are operated all in, all out. But at the end of the turn, we do wash and disinfect every barn. For our sites that are known PED or Delta coronavirus positive, we also have added whitewashing. And that's something that we tried taking away this winter, thinking maybe save some cost. It is a little bit costly. And we did see an increase in disease challenge when we did that. So we have re-implemented it, seeing the benefit to having a higher pH in the area when we whitewash to help control that virus.
And lastly, I know that with any kind of biosecurity program, training is so important. Mm-hmm. You can post signs and read rules, but what are you doing to really empower employees to try to get them to take it to the next level?
Yes, well, so we've definitely implemented more training, especially with the reduced washes that we're doing on our market trucks. We've had to do more crew and driver biosecurity training around things like respecting the clean dirty line, limiting where they're going at the plant, wearing booties, around keeping clean and undamaged loadout equipment.
What's your follow-up research?
Follow-up, just continue to evaluate what we're doing. We continually evaluate the impacts of the PED that we're seeing and how we can help clean it up and develop new biosecurity or testing protocols to manage that every year.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a good initiative, and I'm sure the industry will keep a close eye on it.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Lynn Pavlovic. She is a veterinarian at Iowa Select Farms in Iowa Falls. Thanks again for joining us, Lynn.
Thank you.